Welcome to Chapter 2, where we're going to dive into the fascinating world of cell structure. In this chapter, we will cover the basic architecture of a typical cell, so let's get started. You might be wondering, why is it so important to learn about the structure of a cell? Well, understanding how cells are organized is crucial because it helps us comprehend how they function, and that's basically the foundation of all life. So, let's break it down. A cell is essentially divided into three primary regions: the plasma membrane, the cytoplasm, and the nucleus. Now, you might be thinking, what's the big deal about these three regions? The plasma membrane acts as a barrier that controls what enters and leaves the cell, kind of like a gatekeeper. The cytoplasm is like a busy city, filled with organelles and cytoskeletal threads, all working together to keep the cell running smoothly. And then there's the nucleus, which is often referred to as the control center of the cell, where all the important information is stored. Now, let's talk about organelles and their jobs. Organelles are like specialized workers within the cell, each with their own unique function. For example, the cell membrane, which is found in all cells, protects the cell and gives it shape, while regulating the movement of substances in and out. The cell wall, on the other hand, provides mechanical strength and support to the cell, and is found in plant, bacterial, and fungal cells. Can you think of why the cell wall might be important for these types of cells? Okay, so let's pause for a moment. Do you have a sense of how these different parts of the cell work together? It's kind of like a little factory, with each organelle playing its own role in keeping the cell alive and functioning. The cell membrane is like the outer wall of the factory, controlling what comes in and out, while the cytoplasm is like the factory floor, where all the work gets done. And the nucleus is like the CEO's office, where all the important decisions are made. Now, let's summarize what we've covered so far. A cell is made up of three main regions: the plasma membrane, the cytoplasm, and the nucleus. Within the cytoplasm, there are many organelles, each with their own specialized function. The cell membrane and cell wall are two examples of organelles that play critical roles in maintaining the cell structure and function. And remember, a cell is like a tiny city, with all its different parts working together to keep it alive and thriving. So, what's next? In our next chapter, we'll be exploring the different types of cells and how they're specialized to perform specific functions. But for now, let's just take a moment to appreciate the amazing complexity and beauty of the cell. It's really a remarkable thing, when you think about it.